Welcome to more of our coverage of the 2010 National FFA Convention, being brought to you in part by our friends from the Oklahoma FFA Alumni Association and the Oklahoma FFA Association. Today we wanted to introduce you and let you hear some comments from Lori Burns, one of the ag ed teachers, who, along with her husband Ryan at Kingfisher High School, and one of the elite set of ag ed teachers in the country. Most certainly, Ryan has earned his status as an elite agricultural education teacher and coach when it comes to the livestock judging team at Kingfisher, winning nationals a couple of times in the FFA competition, as well as a lot of the other prestigious livestock judging contests around the country. Lori is also one of those elite teachers in the United States when it comes to teaching young people, getting them ready for national speech competition. She's had three national winners in the last 2 years, twice in prepared public speaking and once in the National Extemporaneous Speech Contest. We talked with her on Friday evening after two of her students had won national competitions in the speech categories of prepared public speaking and the extemporaneous public speaking contest. We talked with her backstage at Conseco Fieldhouse in Indianapolis.
We're talking with Lori Burns, who's one of the ag ed teachers at Kingfisher High School. Lori, Kingfisher's had an incredible convention this year, but you had a wonderful convention last year as well here in Indianapolis. You've brought your speakers. They've advanced through the state. They've come national, and they've been very, very successful. I guess a lot of teachers would want to know, what's the secret?
I don't think there's a whole – I don't really have a secret, as many people maybe think. I think the secret to any of it is just a lot of hard work. And I think what people don't realize is maybe how early these kids start, and maybe just their passion for agriculture and their passion for public speaking and informing the general public about agriculture. That's just what they do on a day-to-day basis. They love it. They have a heart for it. And it's not something that they don't prepare for. I mean, these girls have been working 4 and 5 years for something like this and this opportunity, and this is just what they love to do. They love to speak. They love to communicate about agriculture, and I think just the passion and the heart for it is what they've had to allow them to be successful so much the last 5 years.
Now you've had kind of almost a – there's almost a pipeline, it seems like, at least the last couple of years, especially with first McKenzie coming up, and then you had Tara behind her in this prepared public speaking category. I guess what in the case of Oklahoma, we've actually got several categories that they can compete within where they come to our sweepstake.
Yes, there's several areas. There's 6 different areas at our state contest that allow them to prepare for nationals. And then, of course, we have the state speak-off in April at the state FFA convention. And the winners of those 6 divisions then compete. And this gets them really prepared for the national stage, because those are very good judges. They ask them very difficult questions and gets them ready. It teaches them to be confident in front of a crowd. And I think once we get to nationals, you can tell those kids that have had to handle that pressure in the previously. And a lot of times, one of the big things that sets us apart at nationals is our question and answer. And I think the judges in Oklahoma have really prepared these girls with some very difficult questions that they've really had to research and think about throughout the years. And I think just going through those divisions at the PI, at district, and at state has really helped them to have success here.
Going back further down, you know, that sophomore, even freshman level student that you got, how do you spark their interest? What do you do that maybe gets them wanting to fall in line and try to repeat this type of success?
I think it all starts at the PI level, and honestly, within our chapter itself, they have to compete against each other just, you know, to make it out of the PI contest. And they know that, first of all, we take a busload of kids to speech contest, and I don't force them to do it. It's a choice that they make, and it's fun for them. They like to be with their friends. They like to travel as a group. They like to go together. They like to spend time together after school practicing. And they really don't want to be the one that's left out and left behind. And I think that's what gets them all ready and motivated. And then it comes down to the spring. They don't want to be the one that doesn't make it out of PI. And unfortunately, a lot of them you know, don't make it to the district level and don't make it to the state level. But they really learn from that experience. They learn, they see the people like Mackenzie Walta and Tara and Ashton. I mean, they see them in there before school and after school and during class. And it pushes them and it makes them realize how many hours they really need to work to prepare to become successful in the end.
What especially was maybe Ashton, as you observed her working on extemporaneous, what really was allowed her to get to this level?
One of the gifts that Ashton has is she is extremely intelligent, and she has the ability to read something and remember everything about it. Another one of her her ability to communicate, to formulate just a speech from beginning to end. She always, since she was young, she's always come up with her own speech ideas. She comes up with her own openings and closings, and she has an amazing ability to go from one point to another, her flow. It's just a gift that she has. She's very, very talented in getting things written well. She competed in ag communications at the state contest several years and was very successful, and she has helped me a lot in the past, edit other kids' speeches and just make sure she has a lot of, every speech she gives, there's something catchy in there that she has thought of that makes it just a little step above everybody else's, and it flows, and the judges can go with her and know where she's going, and there's nothing random, there's nothing out of place, and I think the way it fits together and her ability to answer questions really sets her apart.
One other area I know that y'all have had a lot of success in, and you've, again, this year, livestock judging, Kingfishers has had a lot of success in that down through the years.
Yes, that's another thing our kids, starting in the eighth grade, they just develop a passion for. And I'll admit, I don't really have much to do with training those teams. You know, every once in a while I may hear a set of reasons when my husband is out of town or something, or I might make him say reasons on a bus or something, but that's not something I'm really, really talented at, but he really is. That's one of his big passions also. And those kids, that's another thing, you know, they don't want to be left off the bus to go into a livestock judging contest. And I agree, their reasons are maybe one of their least favorite things, but because they, you know, they give a lot of sets of reasons, I think that's what helps them be successful. But that's another thing, they love to compete, they love to look at livestock, and they love to communicate. And I believe that's what's allowed them to be successful also.
Do you feel that these type of activities, the going to the contest, whether it's livestock judging, whether it's the speech contest, that is that helping your kids as they leave Kingfisher High School?
I definitely think it's helping them. We do have a number of students who are livestock judging in college. They've had scholarships. And I believe, you know, it just allows them, when they get to college, they are busy, they have a time schedule, they have to be disciplined to go to class, to study, and I think they've developed that discipline, having to sort through their time just in high school with practices, keeping up their grades, their schedule. And also another thing, they've had to learn how to talk to an adult and speak like an adult wants to hear them speak, and I think that really helps them in college and even in the future, to just be prepared for life in general.
Lori Burns, one of the ag education teachers from Kingfisher, visiting with us at the 2010 National FFA Convention in Indianapolis. Reporting on the OklahomaFarmReport.com and the Blue Green Gazette, I'm Ron Hayes.